Swami, quite by accident. I have a difficult time reminding my own business, particularly when it comes to trying to protect my country and do something about what's happening today in America. But I was watching TV the morning that the bombing occurred, April the 19th, 1995, and I saw that the government said that it was an ammonium nitrate bomb. And then I received a fax. The fax was from a friend who sent me the seismogram from University of Oklahoma seismogram station. It was a seismograph from the seismogram station. And it showed there were two detonations, one at 9:02 and 3 seconds, and the other one at 9:02 and 13 seconds. The government, in the meantime, as I said, claimed it was an ammonium nitrate bomb. The government claimed that there was just one explosion, and yet this seismogram showed two explosions. So, of course, I was highly suspicious as to these circumstances, and I was immediately thereafter contacted by one of my friends. He called Michael Reconocido. He's in the prison now. He's involved in the Inslaw case, Promise Software case. And I described the situation to Michael. By the way, Michael was set up on a drug operation. He was going to testify against the government in the Inslaw case, and they didn't want him to, and he ended up being tried and sentenced to 30 years in the penitentiary. Michael was a former CIA. Michael maintains contact with me on a regular basis. But anyway, Michael called me, and I described the situation to Michael and told him what the government said and what then also told him about the seismogram. And Michael said, that's my bomb. Not that he developed that particular bomb, but he developed the bomb at the Hercules Manufacturing Company in the Silicon Valley in California. And it was developed by his family. His family owned the Hercules Manufacturing Company. They had a number of government contracts. And so Michael said he did not think it was an ammonium nitrate bomb. It did not fit the pattern of ammonium nitrate bomb. And so that was how I became involved in Oklahoma City. Thereafter, I was in contact with Charles Key, and Charles told me, in fact, he said just on this show recently, that he became active in the investigation of this matter when one of my reports was dropped on his desk, and he became very suspicious of the circumstance. And Charles, as you know, is the assemblyman in the state of Oklahoma, who is actively involved in attempting to obtain a second local grand jury there in Oklahoma City. Be right back, folks. Time for a quick break. We'll discuss more about Oklahoma City. And we're back. And for you folks in Las Vegas,
to join in on the conversation with Ted, call 1-970-587-5171. Oh, in the Denver metropolitan area, 1-303-654-9924. And now, back to Ted.
And we're back, and my guest today in the second hour did not show, so we'll have that person come back later. Their house is being confiscated by the authorities in Massachusetts. But we have a caller on the line, Bill from Colorado. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Ted. I just wanted to make a quick comment about you mentioned the major media in Colorado and nationally about the Oklahoma City bombing trial. And they showed a well-orchestrated trial there. They did a real good job. And I was real lucky because my television's been broken for a month, so I didn't get to watch the trial on TV. And most of what I know about the bombing trial, I got off a videotape of you on the Anthony Hilder show out of Los Angeles. And like
Stock 95.
Yeah, that one. And anyway, I learned a few years back that the major media is the greatest propaganda tool we've ever had in the history of the world, and I've had my own issues. I've seen 1,000 people rallying and committing illegal acts on the steps of the state capitol, and I've seen 200 police officers standing there protecting us from them, and I didn't see a moment of it on the news. Now, I've wondered why, until I finally figured out that the major media, if you want access to it, all you need is a great big pile of money, and you can have access to the major media. And if you don't have a great big pile of money, and your point is contrary to the money people in this country, then you just don't have access to the major media. And we're going to have to probably learn to accept that, maybe create our own media like you have, just to get to the few people who want to know something besides the major media.
You want to know what's going on.
Exactly. And I had a quick comment about your campaign about the land along the rivers. You may not like it because it's slightly counter to yours.
That's all right. Welcome any counter observations.
My main sport in life has been enjoying the recreational waterways, especially the rivers, because the rivers in the United States are the same as a public highway. They're basically public access, and anyone that wants to use any surface of any river has a right to do so. But unfortunately, for the most part, there's no way to access that surface because major landowners throughout the country own all the lands along all the rivers. And the only place you can really access a river is usually within 10 feet of a state-owned bridge, and usually that is covered with a couple layers of barbed wire. So I kind of feel that the land along the rivers is owned by the people, the same as the surface of the water. Colorado law says you can be on the surface of the water all you want, but if you step foot out of your boat and step on the bottom of the river, you're on someone's private land. And that sometimes brings up an issue of safety. Sometimes people need access to rivers, and I'd like to see a way to get that access. And, of course, the reason private landowners have the right to prohibit that is because the landowners, for the most part, have enough money to pass legislation, and they have all the power. So whether the federal government takes control or whether a cattle baron takes control or an Indian reservation takes control, it still takes it away from me, the people. And so I'm slightly contrary to the government taking over. And just because they take over doesn't mean it's going to kick the landowner off. All it means is that a private individual may have the same right as a land baron's cow to walk up to the river.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. The use of the land, and it's will be monitored by satellite and by surveillance equipment, by aircraft.
Yeah.
And aren't you a little concerned about, and if you owned that land, whether, you know, you had made it available to fishermen or otherwise, and I agree with you to a degree in that I think that everybody should have access to the river. But if you owned that land and the government came in and said, you're off and get out of here, do you think that's fair?
That's not fair, but my thing is, we don't know that the government's saying, get off your land. The government's only saying that they have a say in what happens along the river edge, which means perhaps a floodplain, perhaps public access, but no, the government, even though they can control in some ways private land, they cannot necessarily remove the landowner owner from it, and for the most part, I haven't seen anything happening along the rivers except for cattle feeding, perhaps some heavy industry which may need to dispose of their waste by means of that river, but they cannot remove a private landowner from his land, and no, I'd be willing to bear arms to prove that.
This federal registry law, through the Council on Environmental Quality, is going to take over the land of 19, on both sides of the river, 19 rivers in the United States, and I just don't feel comfortable with that. From what I've seen of Bill Clinton's and George Bush's activities in the past 10 or 12 years, you know, I just can't buy it, Bill. My sympathy is with you having access to the land, and I think there's another way of solving that without having the government take over all the land and surveil it through airplanes and satellites.
And that would be passed legislation.
Well, no, this is going to be a law. Passed legislation in order to give access.
Right. Well, see, my problem with that is a person like myself who doesn't really have anything except for a house to live in and he goes to work every day doesn't have much access to the legislature. But a person who owns 50 miles along a major riverway has considerable access to that legislator. And so I don't see any hope for someone to pass legislation saying that a private individual can walk on private land. But you're right, it's scary and dangerous for the government to seize more control. And it's scary to think of the government monitoring someone's private land by satellite. However, I know that my private land has been monitored by satellite and other means several times throughout my life, and the mere monitoring of it, well, that's bad. Scare me until they actually use that monitoring to infringe upon someone's civil rights.
Well, do you feel comfortable with this law that passed?
I really need to read that law because I don't know what are the rights or intentions. There must be some paragraph of intention for that law.
I think the intention is to control the waterways, Bill. They can control the highways now, and I think the intention would be...
Basically, they already control the waterways. In other words, the few waterways that were accessible by boat to use as public highways have been dammed up to the point where the government regulates all the flow of the rivers, and They basically control the waterways the same as they do. But remember that those waterways are public. The government does control them because they are public. The government meaning the people.
Ted, I'm sorry. We got a break.
Okay. Okay, folks. Stand by. Time for a quick break. Ted Gunderson, intelligence report.
You can now order both Naked Into the Wilderness and Naked Into the Wilderness Part 2 for only $39.95. If you just own one of these great books on survival skills, order both and give one as a gift. Only $39.95 for both Naked Into the Wilderness and Naked Into the Wilderness Part 2. This is a great deal for anyone who is missing out on these two essential books. To order, just call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Great deals on quality long-term food can be yours through the American Freedom Network. Our four-person, one-year food supply, a total of 234 number 10 cans, is low-priced and only $19.98.99. The two-person, three-month supply is only $359.99. And the one-person, 30-day supply is $149.99. All prices request shipping. Long-term storage food is a wise investment for unseen situations such as layoffs or natural disasters. And the American Freedom Network has some of the lowest prices on the market. Call 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Naked Into the Wilderness is a 400-page must-read survival book. It is for those who want to learn how to accomplish wilderness living and survival skills. It is beyond entertainment. Naked Into the Wilderness is for application. Naked Into the Wilderness is only $24.95 plus shipping. To order your copy today, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With the ever-increasing unreliability of quality drinking water from your house faucets, the Katadyn CFS under-the-counter filter removes most of the chlorine and assures that you won't need to purchase drinking water from the store should your tap water become contaminated. The Katadyn CFS filters are available through the American Freedom Network. Subscribe to the American Freedom magazine today and receive all of the information on Katadyn or any of our other quality products. Or call for information, 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. To order a cassette copy of this program, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205.
And now, here's Ted. And we're back, and we do not have a guest today. We're going solo, but we do have Ed Burkhardt on the line. That's Ted?
Yes.
How are you? Where are you from?
Hello, Ted. I'm extremely proud to talk to you, sir. Anytime that I can get in contact with a true American like you, it really makes me feel good in my heart.
Well, thank
you, Ed. I'm from Candler, Florida, outside of Ocala.
Beg your pardon?
I'm from Candler, Florida, outside of Ocala, Florida.
Ocala, okay.
Yes, I operate the American Gulf War Veterans Support Group and Freedom Information Center.
Great. Uh-huh.
And this is very disturbing, the information you just released about the federal registry law.
Right.
Well, this is part of the rewilding of America.
Right.
Part of taking 50% of the land mass and making it uninhabited to the American people.
Right.
And this is all part of total tyrannical dictatorship control that we're actually experiencing in our lifetime from our own people in our government.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it, Ed, is why doesn't the mainstream media tell the American people about this? Now, if this information were printed in the New York Times, the LA Times, the Denver Post, and some of these other publications around the country, the Miami Herald, I think it is, Don't you think people would be up in arms on this? But no.
Well,
you think somebody like me to go on the air, and Mike Reagan, who has a talk show, to go on the air and tell the American people this is going on. Now, I don't know what my audience is, maybe a couple million people, but this is tragic. Go ahead, Ed. You had a comment.
Well, there's a reason for this controlled media apparatus because, see, they're owned and controlled by the same people that own the Federal Reserve. See, the Federal Reserve is owned by 8 families of the world, and they're charging the good American people interest for the use of their own money. And they're controlling all the major media through the Council on Foreign Relations. All the major media, like Ted, is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, like Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, Peter Jennings. These people are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you go and tell your audience to do a little experiment tonight, turn on the major networks and flip to all those channels, and you'll see virtually the same subject matter, only in a mixed-up version. And this is not by accident. They will not tell the American people the reason we are in debt as a nation.
That's right. Ed, are you familiar with the Congressional Record 1917, wherein it states, and I've got it right in front of me here.
That's the International Banking Act, is that correct?
Well, this would be where a congressman got up on the floor, and this is in the Congressional Record. I maybe not have a copy. Here it is.
Talking about the J.P. Morgan interest.
And the J.P. Morgan, here's what he said, if I can find it. Yes. Mr. Calloway. Now, this is, folks, on February the 9th, 1917, page 2947 of the Congressional Record. This is what Mr. Calloway said. Mr. Chairman, under a unanimous consent, I insert in the record at this point a statement showing the newspaper combination which explains their activity in this war matter just discussed by the gentleman from Pennsylvania. That was a Mr. Moore. Quote, in March 1915, the J.P. Morgan interests, the steel shipbuilding and powder interests, and their subsidiary organizations got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States and sufficient number of them to control and generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. These 12 men worked the problem out by selecting 179 newspapers and then began by elimination process to retain policy of the daily press throughout the country. They found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. The 25 papers were agreed upon. Emissaries were sent to purchase the policy, national and international, of these papers. An agreement was reached, and the policy of the papers was bought and paid for by the month. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions. We'll be right back, folks. Time for a quick break. Be right back. Stay on the line, Ed.
Okay, sir.
And we're back, and I was reading from the Congressional Record, February 9, 1917, page 2947. Are you on the line there, Ed?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and anyway, so these money interest people, J.P. Morgan interest, bought up 25 of the greatest newspapers in America, put their own editorial staff in, and that's one of the ways it all started.
That's right, and it's not by accident.
No, of course not. It's not by accident. People say that there's no conspiracy. Hey, there is a conspiracy. You know, I've been involved in researching these matters for some 17 years, mm-hmm. and up until about a year and a half ago, I never used the word conspiracy. I used the word loose-knit network, but I am convinced there is a conspiracy, and I have the documentation of conspiracy, the Bilderbergers, mm-hmm. the Trilaterals, Council on Foreign Relations, the Illuminati. The Illuminati was founded in 1776. Adam Weishaupt came forward with a plan of 25 goals. And they've reached most of those goals, folks. Paul, Ed, do you have any other comments you want to make?
Yes, I'm in contact with biochemist Dr. Garth Nicholson.
Right.
And the entire population of the United States is at risk due to the government and media cover-up of Gulf War illness.
Right.
It is, and I do have proof that it is an airborne and moderately contagious disease.
How can people contact you, Ed?
I can send them packages of information. I have been giving free to all Gulf War veterans and their family members information to save their lives. But it's very sad to think that people don't care, but I know in this great country there's people out there that care. I'm also acquainted with Nurse Joyce Riley.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can people help you out, Ed? Where can people send contributions?
Okay, and I will send them back some information to save this country. My fax and voicemail number is 352-687-3973. I'm the director, Edward Burkhart, B-U-R-K-H-A-R-T, of the American Gulf War Veterans Support Group and Freedom Information Center. And my mailing address is Post Office Box 324, Candler, C-A-N-D-L-E-R, Florida 32111. And if we could do a designated program later on when we have time to do that, it would be, you and I have no disagreement of what's going on in this
country. You want to be on the show?
Do what?
You want to be on this show?
I would love to be if you would allow it.
Let's get together after the show today and we'll line you up for a show later on.
Okay, and also I was sent from Helen Chenoweth, representative from Idaho.
Right.
68% of our land in the National Park System is now World Heritage Sites and Biosphere Reserves under the United Nations. And I do have all of that listing, including Monticello, the Thomas Jefferson's home.
Right.
The Redwood National Park, Statue of Liberty, Yosemite National Park, Independence Hall, Pennsylvania, our own Independence Hall.
Right.
Been taken as World Heritage Site under the UN. Well, this is all by executive order. And see, our soldiers in Bosnia were forced to surrender the United States identification card, and now they carry the United
Nations.
they were forced to surrender their U.S. card. Now they carry the U.N. card.
Right.
Well, you've heard of Colonel Jim Ammerman?
Right, I know Jim.
Well, I have him on videotape, and there's more foreign troops in this great country of the United States of America than our own active duty military. This is not by accident. I also have a Marine Corps survey asking our soldiers would they shoot Americans that refuse to give up their personal firearms.
Right.
Well,
that was at the Palm Desert, I think.
This is so sad. This was happened. That survey was conducted at 29 Palms Marine Base in
right.
in California.
And Ammerman said, Colonel Ammerman says there's 300,000 foreign troops, the United Nations troops, on our soil today. Most of them, it's 47 of the 98 national parks that have been turned over to the United Nations.
Yes, I also have State Department document 7277 that is no longer in print. I got that proof from my congressman. It states the disbanding of all national armed forces and the prohibition of their reestablishment in any form whatsoever, other than those required to preserve internal order and for the contributions for the United Nations Peace Force. Well, that is a document what the public should have, and, you know,
okay.
It's sad.
Let's get you on the show, Ed.
Okay.
Let me, I'll call you as soon as the show's over.
Okay,
we'll schedule
you
in July.
Number?
Excellent. Thanks, Ed. Okay, Bruce, are you on the line? Yeah,
yes,
Bruce
sir.
From Nebraska?
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi, Bruce.
Yes.
What part of Nebraska are you from?
Oh, I'm a displaced Hoosier from Fort Wayne, but I'm living in Omaha.
Oh, you're living in Omaha. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Hoosiers are all right.
Okay.
You know, for years, Bruce, I tried to figure out what a Hoosier was. You know what a Hoosier is?
Yeah, Hoosier. You hail somebody coming down the road. Hoosier, yeah. Okay.
Well, Hoosiers were mountain men from Kentucky that came up in there and settled, weren't they?
I don't know quite. There were different stories about the origins of the term Hoosier.
Huh?
But the one I like is the colloquialism Hoosier.
Okay.
Anyway, quick thought.
Okay, what are you doing in Omaha, Bruce?
Well, I used to be a contract computer analyst, and before that, an aerospace engineer.
Okay.
Now I'm driving school bus because I'm working on a project on my home computer.
Okay.
But I got an idea. Why the primary immediate reason why they're taking these riverways is I don't know which 19 rivers it is, but I suppose if I did and could look at a map, I'd see how they were compartmentalizing the country. They're compartmentalizing the country with the interstates and the river waterways to restrict land travel.
That's right.
At some point in time, you're going to need a permit. If I wanted to go home to Indiana, I would need a permit.
That's right. So they
that's
can control the population.
Really immediately. That's the prime thought I wanted to get out.
Well, that's a good thought, and that's what
they're going to have.
The same way,
have,
and I mentioned to control the waterways. You control the highways, you control the waterways, you control the movement of the population.
That's exactly what it's about. This business of looking down on the land and stuff, that's illegal as far as I'm concerned. That's spying on Native American soil. They're not supposed to be doing that as far as I know.
Well, they've been doing it for years.
I know it. And we're going to have to stick something up their nose here pretty soon.
Well, whatever you say, Bruce.
I don't know exactly what we're going to stick up their nose.
Bruce, are you familiar with the Franklin cover-up case?
Somewhat, yes.
One of
the principals that lives right here in the area where I live.
Well, this involves the organized kidnapping of children.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. I've had my bus by Lawrence King's home up there.
Okay, not Lawrence King.
Take kids up to the park.
Call 1-8. Lawrence King was this live. Larry King live. It's another Lawrence King. Let's not confuse them.
Right.
Yeah, right. But anyway, it was a large pornographic operation involved shipping children by air.
I know.
Flying them back to Washington, D.C. for sex torture parties with Congress and senators.
I know a fellow who used to drive school bus. I knew that I was also a part-time taxi driver, and he told me he used to take kids up there.
To Larry King's place?
Yep.
Well, that'd be interesting. Why don't you get that fellow's name to me? You know his name?
Yeah, I can't remember his last name right off, but I've lost contact with him.
Oh, have you? Okay.
But he's here in the Omaha area somewhere.
Well, I met a lot of cab drivers did that.
Yep.
Do you have any other comments you'd like to make, Bruce?
No, I just wanted to talk about that compartmentalizing the country and restricting travel.
I think that's
a very important thing for people to understand.
All right. Time for a quick break, folks.
Thanks,
Wake
sir.
Up, America.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wake up, America. And we're back, folks. And, folks, if you have a legal problem, you can't afford an attorney, you need to check into the possibility of the Irwin Rommel School of Law out of Chicago. 23 years experience, they will teach you how to sue or defend. And for information on this, you can call 702-650-5676. They're having a seminar in Las Vegas the 14th and 15th of June. That's If you are interested in learning more about this, call 702-650-5676. We had Paul from Colorado. Paul, I'm sorry we couldn't get right back to you, but we Paul hung up. We have Hammer from Illinois. Hi, Hammer.
Good morning, Ted. I'm a first-time caller.
Good.
I've listened to you for a while.
The show's new, you know.
Yeah, I think I heard you on Chuck Carter the first time.
Well, that was, about a year and a half ago,
I think. It was after the Oklahoma bombing.
Right, and then I started my own show January 6th of this year.
Great show. I'm getting really good reception today, too. It's really knocking the walls off. It's,
good, Hammer.
It's the
Did you hear the first hour?
Pardon?
You didn't hear the first hour. You're on shortwave.
Right.
Well, we have Chip Tatum on tomorrow, by the way.
Okay,
and the first hour did not go out shortwave, but we're going to play this tape again.
Okay.
On one of our shows, there was interference from Austria. And it was a song, and somebody sang a song. It was like for 30 minutes, and it interfered with our reception. And anyway, basically it said, and he played the tape for us. We're going to play the tape on the show tomorrow, so be sure to listen. It basically said, put down your arms and forget about the smoking gun and go out and relax.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a message to Chip, obviously. From Austria. Can you imagine that? So anyway, go ahead. What were you saying, Hammer?
On this congressional record that you were just talking about before, I've got it was February 9th, 1917, and I didn't get the page number.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm in the process of making unusual documents available to my listening audience.
Okay.
And if you will, and this goes for anybody listening to the show today, and I've already made the IRS material available. By the way, some of it hadn't gone out because we had a little problem. Financial problem, but I want to do a little more research on it. There's a corporate seal, corporate papers out of the state of Nevada that show that the IRS is a corporate organization, not a government agency.
Right.
And I was in the process of sending those out. We had about 150 requests for those. So starting with this show right now, what I'm going to do, Hammer, I'm going to furnish this document from the Congressional Record to anybody that wants to send a self-addressed stamped envelope, legal size, to Ted Gunderson, Post Office Box, 18,000. Wait a minute, let's use that Dallas address. Let's make, let's say, to Ted Gunderson, I've got an address here someplace, folks. Well, here it is, right? Post Office Box 429-14232 Marsh Lane. Okay, let me go again. I will furnish this document from the Congressional Record, 1917, and the page number on that is page 2947, February 9, 1970, 2947, that talks about the J.P. Morgan interest taking over the news media. I will furnish that to anybody that wants to send a self-addressed, legal-sized envelope to Ted Gunderson, Post Office Box 429-14232, Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75234. Ted Gunderson, P.O. Box 429-14232, Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75234. Send that self-addressed envelope to me, Hammer, and I'll get that out to you.
Okay, I will. And listen, when you were talking about the biospheres and lands that they're taking.
Right.
I was at a meeting a couple weeks ago, and someone had, and I was tearing the place up looking for the address, these beautiful, like, two- or three-color maps. They're 8x11s, I guess? It's in Bangor, Maine. They're beautiful maps. You can get them by your state, or you can get the whole United States, or you can get by region. And it shows what the land, how they're planning on breaking it up and putting the corridors in, and it's all done in color. And when I find that address, I'll call you probably in the next couple of days on the air and give you the information.
That'd be great, Hammer, and I'll get it, and we'll make it available to the listening audience on this show.
Beautiful map, beautiful.
Yeah, we'll make it. I'll get copies of that or find out where you can get it, and if nothing else, I'll get
in
the
Bangor,
address.
Maine. But anyway, God bless you, Ted, and keep it up, and watch
now, Hammer,
back.
Don't go yet. Just where are you from in Illinois?
South side of Chicago.
Outside of Chicago. Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm always curious to find out where people are from because in my day, I've traveled all over the United States and been in, I think, all but one or two, I've been in all but two states. And so I'm always curious as to where people are from. When I was 14 years old, I lived in Chicago, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yes, huh?
Yeah, it's not a nice place to live now.
Well, it's, my grandfather lived there, and so I was visiting him one summer.
It's good survival training, though.
That's good for any part of the inner city, I'd say, in the United States. Anyway, Hammer, call in again, and thank you very much.
Okay, bless you, Ted.
Bless you. Anybody else on the line there? Okay. Anybody else on the line? You folks want to call in? We have a few more minutes to answer some more questions. Okay, now, there's something else I'd like to mention. We're talking about the poor. There's two pet subjects I have. One is the CIA, the number one terrorist in America, in the world, number one terrorist in the world, and also the number one drug dealer in the world, the CIA. And if you don't believe me, be sure to order your series of tapes with Chip Tatum, $49.95, call 800-205-6245. We have a series of six tapes with Chip. We've got another series we're working on now. Both series will be $49.95 each. This is a value of over $100 at half price, basically. We're also doing a transcript of the first show and the second show, and those will be $29.95 by calling 800-205-6245. Be sure to indicate whether you want the transcript for the first or the second show. Anyway, the CIA is one of my pet peeves, and I'm sorry, folks, if I just, you folks in the CIA, if you take the brunt of my attack, but that's the way it's got to be. And the other is the mainstream media, and I feel that the rogue CIA agents, not all of them, there's some good ones, just like there are good FBI agents. Mainstream media have been traitors to our country. I'll get back to the media in just a few minutes. Time for a quick break, folks. Wake up, America. Wake up.
Here's Ted.
And we're back, and we have our guest from Kyle. Kyle from Texas. Where are you from in Texas, Kyle?
San Antonio.
San Antonio, beautiful city.
Yes, sir. Listen, I was wanting to comment on what something my earlier caller said. He was kind of, you know, harping. I don't know all the story behind the rivers or whatever that y'all are talking about, but he's kind of harping on the cattle barons and private landowners and all that.
About Bill from Colorado.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, I don't think they're the real, you know, I mean, the average landowner Ted Turner and people like that, he's the biggest landowner in the United States, and that guy thinks that the government or people like Ted Turner are more likely to let them use the rivers, well, you know, Ted Turner turned the whole thing into a buffalo refuge and let the fish, you know, I mean, I don't think the average cattle baron's a problem, and I think that, you know, the average private property owner is something to be protected in this country and to defend at all costs, as opposed to, you know, the land grabbed by the government.
Well, our government is too big. They're too strong. We need to go back to states' rights. We need to go back to individual rights. And the whole thing has just gotten out of control, and it's by design, you know, not by accident.
Well, exactly, and I hear so much negative stuff against landowners, but that's kind of where it starts in the sense that, you know, well, people don't mind if they take a little here and a little there, but I think that we need to try to protect the private property owners because I don't think the average private property owner is a real threat to the public. I think it's these huge corporations and stuff that are trying to buy up all the land and people like Ted Turner that, you know, I mean, want to buy up everything, and they don't want the public or anybody to be able to use it. They want the buffalo to be able to use it.
I every once in a while I say to myself, Kyle, what happened to the Sherman Antitrust Act?
Yeah, really.
I mean, ConAgra and the poor farmers and the ranchers, they've mortgaged their property, and now the bankers come around, take the property away, auction them off, and big conglomerates are buying them up and taking over the land, and they're going to be, and probably are to a degree right today, controlling the food supply.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think it's just gotten so complicated, and there's so many big businesses out there that people can't keep up with it anymore, and so they just kind of, you know, run loose. I don't think people even know who to go after these days because you have so many big businesses. I mean, you know, I heard the other day that Burger King or somebody was bought by a British company, and you just don't even know where to start. I think that's part of the problem now, and I think that's why people aren't screaming as much about the antitrust as they used to.
Well, we need to go back to some of the good old days. And, you know, something else we need, as I mentioned on the show before, what happened to the blue-collar reporters? They don't go out and get the stories anymore because the editorial staff controls them. Oh, we don't want to reprint that. We can't print that, so on and so forth.
Exactly.
Definitely, our lives are being controlled more and more every day.
Well, that's all I had to comment on, and I listen to your show every so often, and I enjoy listening to it. But
Well, thanks, Kyle. Be sure to call your congressman and tell them, and your senator, 800-962-3524 and 800-972-3524, and tell them that we don't want that federal registry law to become activated through the Council of Environmental Quality, and also send them a wire and so on and so forth. Tell your friends, Kyle.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I've talked to Gonzalez a couple of times about the Federal Reserve and some other things, but I've called his office, so.
Well, he's a pretty good congressman, isn't he?
Yeah, for the most part. He's been there a long time, and he seems to be true to his colors. So.
All right. Chip Tatum on tomorrow. Don't miss the show.
You've been listening to the Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report with former FBI Chief Ted L. Gunderson. Our address is the Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report, P.O. Box 18000-259, Las Vegas, Nevada, zip 89114.
Take a look. Take a listen. It's the American Freedom Network webpage. Check it out, www.amerifree.com, www.amerifree.com.
So you're not getting enough of the alternative programming that you crave? Now you can get it all with the EchoStar 400 integrated satellite dish and receiver. The sky's the limit with this 7.5-foot dish, and the sophisticated electronic circuit design ensures error-free programming and unrivaled performance. You can tune in all 24 hours of the American Freedom Network's programming, as well as mainstream television programs. There's also an optional descrambler unit available. The EchoStar dish and receiver for only $660 plus $85 shipping and handling. An intelligent investment. Call 1-800-205-6245 for all the information on the EchoStar integrated satellite dish and receiver for only $660 plus $85 shipping and handling. That's 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
And now, here's Garrett.
And good morning, all you beautiful people across this great land of ours, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Welcome to the Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report. As I said yesterday, every hour on the hour that I'm on this radio show, we're going to talk about Clinton's latest maneuver to grab up land. And I want you folks to get your pen and paper out, and we'll give you some phone numbers at the conclusion of this little announcement I'm going to make. You may get tired of hearing it, but you're going to hear it every day, twice a day, each hour, from now until June the 9th, when the deadline's over. Okay, Clinton is using the Federal Registry Law through the Council on Environmental Quality, and that's a Clinton bureaucracy, seize control of land on both sides of 19 rivers in the United States. The owners of the land will be told what they can and cannot do with the land. As you can imagine what he's going to tell them to do. Get off now, I'm sure. And there is a 10-day deadline starting with May the 31st. There's a 10-day. And if Congress does not take action and stop it before June the 9th, it becomes a law. The order will be held in abeyance until then. However, Congress has to pass a law keep this from being activated. So I want everyone on listening to this show, as I said yesterday, I'm going to stay there all this week up until the 9th, contact 5 people, tell them about this, have them contact 5 people, then call and wire Western Union to your congressman, so you folks there in Las Vegas, Congressman Anson, I understand he's in China now, by the way, wire and call your congressman. And the phone number for the Washington, D.C., Congress and the Senate, your senators, don't leave your senators out, 1-800-962-3524. 1-800-962-3524. And the other number for the one's the Senate, one's the House, 1-800-972-3524. So one is 962-3524, the other one is 972-3524. Details concerning this takeover, land grab, by this man, this President of the United States, unbelievable, by the way, unbelievably President. Details concerning this are available through the website. So if you folks have a computer out there, grab it, fax it around the country, call your congressman and your senator. Now, for details again, he's using the Federal Registry Law through the Council on Environmental Quality. Grab this land on both sides of 19 rivers in the United States. What is next, ladies gentlemen. Well, I'll tell you what's next on this program. Back again and again and again, as far as I'm concerned, my hero, Chip Tatum. Hi, Chip.
Hi, Ted. Good to be here.
Great to have you. I'm sorry. I think that we're going to have somebody on the second hour, but if we don't, I understand you cannot make it, but we'll find somebody. If I have to, I'll solo, okay?
All right. You're a good solo.
Well, I'll try. Okay, now, Chip, you're going to be with us tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and that'll conclude our second series, right?
That's right.
Okay. Folks, I don't know if any of you have heard the first series, but it is mind-boggling what Chip is furnishing to us. He's my hero because I'll tell you, he's telling what I've known for years but didn't have the credibility because I wasn't there. It's hearsay with me. With Chip, he was there. He's Rambo, John Wayne, Schwarzenegger, all of them, and who's the guy up, the mayor of Monterey? I'll throw you in his name in the hat, too.
Sonny Bono?
No! Clint Eastwood!
Yeah, I know. I couldn't resist it.
Yeah, that was good. Excuse me, folks. You got me on that one, Chip. Let's see. Sonny is down at Palm Springs. You got your geography wrong there, Chip. Anyway, this guy is fantastic. Chip, I don't know if I told you or not, or I told my listeners. I had a man on the East Coast call. He obtained copies of the first series, and he's making 40 copies of each one of those tapes. There were six tapes. And distributing them all around the country. He's an investment banker. And so he has some pretty high influential people, according to him. By the way, folks, if you want the first series of shows with Chip, it's 11 full hours, $49.95 to one. Well, first of all, call 1-800-205-6245 and order them. They are $49.95, and we are in the process. The studio there in Colorado is in the process, American Freedom Network, of transcribing those first series. Now, we're starting the second series. If you want the second series, $49.95 again. It's six shows again, and there will be a transcript of these. So don't miss out. Get these tapes. Get this transcript. Make copies. Get them to your friends. Skip, you have a comment.
Sure. While we taped that first series, we received a call from someone who was on the shortwave portion of it stating that we had been blocked by Radio Austria out of nowhere. I have a copy of the tape of the song that came over. There was about a half-hour segment that Radio Austria blocked our East Coast transmission completely.
You know which show that was, Jeff?
I'm not sure which show it was. Well, I have the whole show on tape, but I've held the tape in one portion. I've set it up to play for you and the listeners. If you want to hear who might have been involved in keeping me from talking about the operational subgroups over shortwave.
Well, you want to do it right now?
You want to hear it?
Well, we're going into break in about 45 seconds, so as soon as the break's over, let's go with it. Now, in the meantime, I have not given you a formal introduction that we may have some new listeners on the line here. And Chip is a Vietnam Special Forces Air Combat Controller, a 25-year CIA deep cover agent, U.S. Army pilot flying classified missions during the U.S. invasion of Grenada, Iran-Contra pilot flying cocaine shipments labeled as medical supplies, and a member of the ultra-secret international G7-run Hagan Hip Team. Okay, folks, be right back. Time for a quick break. Wake up, America. Wake up. Back, and my guest today is Chip Tatum, 25-year CIA deep cover agent. Chip, before we get into your tape there, let me mention, folks, that I've been reminded that this is the fourth of the show of a series, the second series. We're going to have three more after this, so you got a real bargain basement price there, $49.95 for seven shows, not six shows. Okay, Chip. Chip is a been on this show many times, folks, and I think that you and I ought to start a little go on the road, Chip. Martin and Lewis, or Laurel and Hardy, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe we can do a good slideshow presentation.
Yeah. Okay, Chip, now this is a tape that somebody mailed to you.
This a caller called in on the air to us during our
that's right.
May taping.
Right.
He was from the East Coast of the United States and said that during our transmission, it was blocked. About 30 minutes of it was blocked. He had no idea what the portion was, but it was the portion that we were talking about the operational subgroups. About a half hour that I have on the tape that was missing. And it's interesting, as we researched the transmission, I found that the transmission was actually 2 days prior from Radio Austria. So someone had taped it and retransmitted it over the airwaves to block what we had to say.
Good work, good research.
Here it goes.
Okay.
This is just a portion of one of the songs that was played, and I believe it might be a warning. You guys out there might tell us. Here it goes. About a half hour long.
And this was actually performed or recorded 2 days prior to our show. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. 2 days prior and then played over the OSD segment of the show.
Okay. And what do you make of that, Chip?
I think someone's trying to tell me to go home. Be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet. Time to knock off the smoking gun, huh?
That's correct.
How do you feel about it? Hey. They never should have messed with your wife, I know.
I love napalm in the morning.
Huh? Hey, they never should have picked on your wife, right?
That's exactly right, Ted.
Okay, now listen, what we're going to do, the second hour, of course, is shortwave. So I want to save that tape for tomorrow also, play it on tomorrow's show. The second hour today, I've got another guest coming on. And we need to rediscuss that portion of the tape that they blocked out. Remember what you said, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that was what were we talking about at that time?
The formation of the operational subgroups under Vice President Bush, where he assumed responsibility for all intelligence operations under the National Security Decision Directive 3.
Okay. Okay, we'll hit that to the end tomorrow in the second hour.
Sounds good.
So remind me to do that, will you? In the meantime, I have some people, Jeff, who have contacted me, and they had some specific questions. For one reason or another, they couldn't go on the air and call in. And this is one of the questions I have for you. You know, Saran claims he doesn't remember anything about the Bobby Kennedy assassination. You know that.
Yes.
Is it possible, since Saran feels this way, and if he's telling the truth, that the government, and the government, of course, has, in the meantime, issued strict orders never let him be hypnotized or psychoanalyzed? Is it possible that he could have been on this drug? Which drug is that shit?
Scopolamine Burudanga.
Scopolamine?
Burudanga, right. It's a form of scopolamine, not the actual form of scopolamine.
Is it possible Saran could have been on that?
Pardon me?
You think Saran could have been on that? In other words, could he be a MK Ultra mind control victim?
And he could have been a target of Burudanga, and, you know, I'm not going to say most likely would, but the indications, the fact that he cannot recall any of that time is a very, very strong indication that he was, in fact, on this. Another person whose recent disclosure was the young man that shot Yitzhak Rabin. He, too, although he admitted to shooting the prime minister, did not recall his admission, nor did he recall the events that occurred.
Can you tell us more about it?
The Burudanga?
Yeah, Burudanga.
Sure, it comes from the nightshade family. It's produced into a powder. It can be given to your target through ingestion, through smoking, even blown into their face. But you have to understand that the amnesia portion takes place after the person is drugged, and he may recall the event before, so you always want to ensure that you drugged your target anonymously.
Right, right. And so how would he be given an assignment to go shoot Bobby Kennedy?
I have no idea about that, Ted.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me take a hypothetical situation. Let's say that he is a victim of the MK Ultra Mind Control Project in the first place, and they could give him a trigger word, and through that trigger word, he could go assassinate somebody.
Or it could be just, you know, if I were to administer it, it could be as simple as having someone pick him up, giving him a Coke. Okay, get hold of your thoughts, Chip.
We'll be right back, folks. Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report. Wake up, America. Wake up.
Eric Cedarstrom from the Patriot Trade.
And we're back, and my guest, Tatum. And we're back, and my guest today is Chip Tatum, 25-year CIA undercover agent. We'll come back to that thought on the scopolamine burodanga in a minute. We got Dee on the line. Dee?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Denver.
Denver, okay. We have quite a crowd in Denver, don't we?
It is. Getting bigger.
Oh, good. Well, tell everybody about us, and tell everybody to call the congressman and senator. Did you hear the first part of the show today?
Yes, I've heard you every day for a long time.
Okay, good, Dee. What's your question or comment?
Well, I say I salute both of you. I feel like I'm talking to people who could easily be in the next dimension, like the 8 to 12 other witnesses who would have been testifying probably for the defense in the Oklahoma City trial. I really appreciate your saying no. I love that two-letter word, no. It seems that's a word that our Congress people don't understand right now. And as these executive orders and other creative names come down for the legislation to take the land and the water and invoke FEMA, we need to say no. We need to stop this.
Excellent.
I want to say thank you so much to Chip. Thank you for saying no, saying it's enough. And for the case that was just heard, I pray for you, both of you, and all the other people involved who want to say no and stand together. Have you contacted Jordan Novell?
No, I haven't.
You might want to have him on your program.
Well, can you call me after the show and tell me how to get
sure.
hold of him?
And for those women, have you had Hoppy Heidelberg on your program?
Yes, also? I've had Hoppy Heidelberg on.
You might want to have him on again. And as we talk about the people, because I think that's very important, because you can speak right now, and we need to speak to the people. Otherwise, I don't know how many of us are going to be actually disappearing as this legislation comes and the people who are standing for their water and for their land are going to be saying, no, that's going on right now. If this new legislation you're talking about with the water, I don't know who that's going to affect, but I want to find that out really quick. And I don't know why they're giving us such a short window of time.
You know, Chip mentioned 2001. Right, Chip?
That's right, Ted. The New Nexus magazine also has the part two of the article in it that talks about the timetable and about the scope and mission of Bush and the boys.
Yeah, and be sure to get a copy of that.
Yep, I will.
Ted, I'm the one who gave you the copy of the Executive Order 12919 at the Prophecy Club here,
right.
Here in Denver.
Right.
I appreciate what you all are doing, and keep saying no, and how can, my question is, how can we support you both? I know you've mentioned certain ways, and how can we also support Congress? Because they need to act on this legislation, and they need to start saying no. We're talking now about health care provisions in the new budget bill. That's scary to me every time I hear that. Not only do we have executive orders now nationally, but we're having them here in the state of Colorado, too, that we have to pay attention to. So I'd appreciate it. I'll hang up, and I appreciate both of you so much.
Well, Dee, you can help me by encouraging as many people as possible to send me donations so I get this letter out to the XF guys. If I can get two or three agents who are as active as I am in this area, it could make a big, big difference. We have a number of former agents, over 7,000 of them, who are really strong personalities, just don't know what's going on. I don't know why. I guess I know because I started out on the McDonald case and realized what was going on. But I got into it, and I said to myself, I cannot allow this to happen with my training and background. I cannot possibly go out and play golf every other day and allow this to happen to our country. And
Ted, you got another caller, Stu?
Stu. So what you can do, Dee, is encourage your friends out there, send me a donation to Ted Gunderson Post Office Box 18,259, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109, and in the lower left-hand corner, say FBI Project. By the way, we have about $1,070 collected. You can get about $4,000 to make sure I do a job on it. And how about you, Chip? Have you got a suggestion how Dee can help you?
Dee, I'd like you to have get together with your friends, people who have the same mindset, and choose in Denver. You say you're calling from. Choose a major media. Call into them and keep plugging into them, and get your friends to plug into them. If they get enough input from there, they may feel a little bit of pressure to say something or do something. I would also like to say that what's very interesting is the Council on Environmental Quality. Who is the environmental man in these executive office? It's the Vice President of the United States. And what's being done with all these lands, and as they take them over, you know, there are monies involved. And I think that I have something to share with the people in the next couple days that will really open your eyes to the man who will be president, wants to be president.
Okay, great. We'll be right back. Gee, you want to stay on the line or you want to cut off? All right, catch you on the 2000 report. Right back, folks. And we're back, and my guest today is Chip Tatum, 25 years CIA deep cover agent. And we have a caller on the line, Stu. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, Stu.
The reason for the call is I wanted to maybe have you discuss for a moment three individuals in particular that live in Colorado that the people of Colorado need to know about. Leonard Millman, Norman Brownstein, and Larry Mizell. In particular about the narcotics money laundering and about HUD deeds, that HUD houses that disappeared off of HUD lists at a HUD headquarters. You could get into that.
About Millman, Bernstein, Brownstein, and Rydell?
Mizell. Leonard Millman, Norman Brownstein, and Larry Mizell.
Mizell, okay.
They're the largest home builders dead in Colorado, Richmond Homes and Wood Brothers and other companies that they operate. They're a major bunch of criminals that I've investigated that have been involved in everything from savings and loan fraud with Silverado, the Denver International Airport, the money laundering, et cetera. But I think Dean could touch a little bit on lists that disappeared from HUD headquarters as repoed HUD houses and also narcotics money laundering by Larry Mizell.
Okay, you want to take that, Chip?
Sure. You know, when the Congress Oversight Committee was formed and they took over the control of funding, the CIA, it got to be quite a trick to get funds for covert operations, and that's really when we started leaving the funding to someone else. And arranging different schemes, is, there's no other word, for black operations to raise money. One of those was what is called the HUD scandal today. I know that millions and millions of dollars of HUD assets disappeared during the late 70s and early 80s. And even today, no one knows where those went. Those were actually processed through a facility in the High Plains of Colorado, worked through a bank called Valley Bank, and Brownstein's firm is the firm, the attorney firm, that did the processing of the deeds and so forth, oversaw that the filing of the deeds for those properties, whose records disappeared. The monies ended up in the sale of those units, ultimately going into a black budget.
Who handled the black budget?
I have no idea who was handling the budget. I just know that when I was stationed in the High Plains of Colorado in the late 70s, I was couriering documents which included titles and deeds back and forth to an attorney firm in a high-rise building in Denver, and Brownstein was one of the names.
And regarding the money laundering, narcotics money laundering, the three legs,
You
could touch on that a little bit.
There were actually three legs that I was made aware of in 1985. Now, these legs existed even before, but this is just when I became aware of them. Three legs were Colorado, Panama to Colorado, Panama to Ohio, and Panama to Arkansas legs, and those were discussed in the Tatum Chronicles. But to my knowledge of the Colorado lake, for you folks who live there in Colorado, is that money was actually laundered through new construction loans. With the banking the way it was back in the early 80s, where a particular branch of a bank was completely separate from another bank that may have the same name, that private-type banking rather than branch banking, enabled mortgage companies, which were actually shells and proprietaries for the black operations funding entities, to launder millions and millions of money, or millions and millions of dollars, utilizing new construction loans, which ultimately ended up the permanent takeout loans in the hands of the government through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Now, in the Nexus article that was printed last month on Medium, called The Pegasus File, one of the banks that was mentioned in the article was KeyBank, which you, at the time, were unaware that it was an NBC subsidiary company that you may not have been at the time that you were doing business with them, but Later on, NBC acquired it, and then they sold it about a year and a half ago. Could you tell us a little bit about that, those transactions?
I know Congressman Henry Hyde had set up the funding. He set up a $250,000 line of credit for me if I ran a proprietary in the northern United States, up in upstate New York. I had a signature loan there. Our missions could cost between $25,000 per man to $50,000 per man for an archer team and for costs. So we had that line of credit. I would go in, I would sign, just walk into the bank, pull the cash out, and it would be replaced.
An archer team being approved.
I didn't question how it was replaced. The main thing, it was always replaced.
Yeah, an archer team being a crew that was on an assignment to go out and neutralize somebody.
A four-man archer team, and I was the fifth man. I was their delivery.
You were there, the pilot.
The transportation, that's correct.
One last question. What's your opinion of Leonard Milman, the Council of Foreign Relations National Director, Norman Brownstein, and Larry Mizell? Where should their residence at the current time be at?
You know, they have a nice federal facility over at Inglewood. I think that Federal Detention Center at Inglewood would be a nice home for them while the federal court's prepared to prosecute them for their crimes with Mr. Bush.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thank you, Sue, for coming on the show. Chip, does that kind of wrap up his questions, you think?
I think so.
Huh? I got a couple more questions here. Again, people that called me during the week after that last series want specifics on this. And the next question is from my good friend who traveled around the world, by the way. Is it possible that the Bilderberger, CFR, Trilateral, and so on and so forth would use or have used through the CIA scopolamine Burundanga to get to politicians and blackmail them for sex drugs?
Yes.
Can you give any specifics on that?
I can give one specific, Adolfo Calero.
Okay, who's Adolfo Calero?
Adolfo Calero was a Contra leader. We used scopolamine on him to blackmail him. We put him with a male prostitute, filmed him with a male prostitute, told him now that he's going into the Nicaraguan government as their Secretary of State, all that we need will be done. And he agreed.
Yeah. And do you have any knowledge of that with congressmen or senators?
Not with U.S. congressmen, no. We primarily use those overseas, but it doesn't mean that the OSGs didn't do it here. There were plenty of orders that came down attempting to get me to, but during compartmentalization, I wouldn't necessarily know unless I was involved with any other attempts.
Now, we have new listeners, I'm sure. OSGs means what?
Operational subgroups, which is a combination of U.S. and foreign intelligence assets and their intelligence network.
And the foreign assets? A combination which includes, as I recall from the last show, Turkey, England, and
Danes,
what other countries?
The Danes and the Mossad.
Danes and Mossad, right. Uh-huh. Okay, and we're getting ready to go into break, so I'll hold the third question, which I received from my friend, until after the break. Chip, where do you go care? I mean, you're going to be writing a book or what?
I'm going fishing, Ted.
You're not
hoping to
that guy Fosbury, are you?
You know, I feel that my whole career I was paid by the people of America to hold the integrity of the U.S. I'm bringing this forward now for them, and it's theirs to do something.
God bless you, Jeff. We'll be right back. We'll be great. Back, and my guest today is Chip Tatum, 25-year CIA cover operative. Chip, the third question that my friend called, by the way, he gets around a little bit. He's been all over the world. He's traveled constantly. But he's picked up, I talked to him about you and about the situation, and he hadn't had a chance to hear the shows. I've sent him tapes from the last series, and those will be distributed among some of the friendly media, so you may be receiving some calls. Do you want me to clear those, or do you want me to just have them call you direct?
They can call me direct, Ted. As a matter of fact, in answer to your last question about what's in the future, there is a book, Life as Pegasus. It's a total of everything from the day that I first was recruited until I left prison.
Okay, and that's in the process, but you don't have an agent, right?
That's in the process. I don't have an agent. I do have an attorney who is working as a legal representation. He's speaking to a screenwriter right now out of California.
Okay. I'll be glad to turn you. I mentioned this before. You want me to have my agent call you, or do you want to call my agent?
Yeah. I need to get what your agent wants together. I got a copy of that for her, so I'll do that.
All right. Okay. We'll talk after my next hour. Are you going to be around after the next hour?
No, I have another commitment.
Okay. Do you want to call me then later on the day?
I will.
Okay, and I'll give you the name of the agent. Okay, third question from my friend. You see the government as having a hand, and I got my opinion on this too, a very strong opinion, having a hand in the Oklahoma City bombing.
last night I posted I was waiting for the guilty verdict on McVeigh, which obviously wasn't going to be a surprise to anyone. I posted on the website last night what I feel is an adequate explanation. However, on June 7th, I will post an intelligence report, something that no one has seen. We've heard from the government, we've heard from the media, but we haven't heard a real intelligence report, and I have an intelligence report that tells us a little bit more, a little bit about what really happened and who McVeigh's real partners are.
Well, you don't want to discuss that now?
Yeah, I promised my source I wouldn't reveal it until June 7th.
Okay. Now, would you make sure I receive a copy of that?
I will.
Okay. Now, let me just say what my source tells me. My source, and I've gone public with this tip. Now, you tell me if you think this is logical. My source tells me that when the government was making a statement that they washed out of special forces, did not, in fact, wash out, did qualify, he was one of the ten most outstanding soldiers in special forces. He was thereafter recruited by the CIA, trained as a professional assassin, and also to work on the CIA drug operation, meaning pro and con against the competition in addition to working for the CIA. He became disenchanted, and the government, of course, knew about this. CIA knew about this. They gave him a discharge to Kansas, his base in Kansas. And thereafter, they planted John Doe 2 on him. John Doe 2 is actually an agent provocateur who was the person behind the bombing. And my theory goes back to when George Bush wrote the anti-terrorism legislation and his administration back in the 80s, a woman, an author of the bill, one of the authors, made the statement publicly that before this legislation passes, people have to be killed. Along comes 1993 World Trade Center bombing. The FBI had an informant, Salam, in there with the terrorists. Joseph, the head terrorist, was himself CIA trained. And Salam recorded his conversation with the FBI handler. When it came time to put the bomb together, the FBI not only knew in advance it was going to bomb the World Trade Center, but they furnished the ingredients for the bomb. This is all documented in the LA Times and New York Times, October 28, 1993. But, Chip, there were only six people killed, $500,000 damage, 1,000 people injured. Not enough to pass the anti-terrorism legislation. 2 years later, Oklahoma City bombing. And now we have, of course, the purpose of, in my opinion, it was an incident that was created in order to hasten the passage of the anti-terrorism legislation, which has passed, takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties. Do you want to comment on my observation?
There is a timeline, and that timeline has to be met. They have very specific things to happen by certain times, and for that to happen, certain things have to fall into place. So it's very, very possible.
Okay. And have you, I'll ask you directly, have you picked up any information about McVeigh not flunking out of special forces?
No.
So that's from another source, right? I'm not, that's my source. That's, you cannot confirm.
Right, I can't confirm that at all, sir.
And do you have any other comments you'd like to make about Oklahoma City?
No, I think the real question here is who co-opted Timothy McVeigh? That's the real question that everyone needs to look at. The fact that he did it, that there was involvement there, I think is a no-brainer. But who co-opted him? If you look at the building itself, where the pattern of disbursement is laying, pieces of the building blown over the truck and across the street, that's not a pattern of a bomb, of the explosion. That's a pattern of other explosives from inside blowing out. It was an explosion, not an implosion, so I think that's important for people to understand. How come no one testified? How come all of a sudden no one has the ability to talk about bombs when you know you have special effects around the world, people who know exactly what to do to get to attain certain effects, to have debris fly in certain in particular pattern.
Every people out there that know what really happened. I've probably talked to 20 of them, Chip, and said it was not an ammonia nitrogen bomb. No. Certainly not. And the government continues to contend that it was and continues to furnish us disinformation. Outright lies. It's worse than disinformation. They're outright lies.
Well, the bomb that blew up the building and did the damage that people see certainly wasn't an ammonium nitrate bomb. It would be more indicative of what happened in the explosion in Saudi, in Riyadh, where it just took the face of the building, not collapsed the total infrastructure of the building.
Well, the signature of the bomb in Oklahoma City does not match what they say. Be right back, folks. Wake up, America. Wake up. I hear music. Well, okay, here we go. Folks, on June the 14th and 15th, the Erwin Rommel School of Law will have a seminar in Las Vegas. The 14th and 15th, for details, call 702-650-5676. The Erwin School of Rommel has 23 years experience and will teach you how to sue or defend. So for those of you who cannot afford an attorney, I suggest you call 702-650-5676 to get the details on this conference in Las Vegas, the 14th and 15th of June. Chip, we have about 3 or 4 more minutes. Any comments you want to make in closing? You want to talk some more about what you're going to be doing? Where are you going to be fishing, by the way?
In the Caribbean. I would like to give the folks the number to get the Tatum Chronicles.
That's a good idea. Let's have it.
The Tatum Chronicles are available at 1-800-201- 7892 extension 58. That's 800-201-7892 extension 58. If you'd like to see my website, you can go to http://members.aol.com/chiptatum. That's members.aol.com/chiptatum. All small cases.
Why don't you repeat that, Chip? That was pretty fast.
Okay. http://members.aol.com/chiptatum. Plenty of good information there for you folks.
Beg your pardon?
Plenty of good information there for the folks.
Yeah, are you receiving quite a few responses on this, Chip?
Oh, over 200 visits a day.
Oh, great.
I'll bet a lot of them are from Capitol Hill. It goes down over the weekends.
Oh, it does? Well, let's hope there's no way of determining where it comes from, though, is there?
Oh, sure there is.
Oh, is there?
Sure.
Well, what part of the country do you receive most of your inquiries from?
I get a lot of inquiries from Capitol, from Washington.
Washington, D.C.
That's correct.
Okay, well, those congressmen know what's going on. They just got their head in the sand, that's all. They're in remission. They're afraid to step forward. Too many of them have been blackmailed to sex and drugs, let's face it. Maybe scopolamine, who knows?
Well, I recall that Casey always had a large black book with him in case there were going to be questioning by certain congressmen so that they could be challenged.
Uh-huh.
I wonder whatever happened to that book.
Well, I wonder, yes. Chip, how's Nancy doing, your wife?
Nancy's doing wonderful. I wish she were here today to say hi to everyone, but she's doing fine. Looking forward to going fishing with me.
Okay, and... at what stage are you going to go fishing after you've released all this information?
I believe so. We're just playing it by ear.
Well, don't leave before we can do a third and fourth series with you.
Oh, it's not any time soon.
Okay. And would you like to have Nancy on the show sometime in the future?
I still have 3 or 4 years of government service to the Department of Justice to do yet.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
Supervised release.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know. I got you. All right. Well... You think that, aren't you concerned that they might stretch that out more than 3 or 4 years?
It's a good possibility. I may not be here tomorrow. They could put me back in, and that happens all the time.
Right. That's one of the techniques that they use. You want to put Nancy on the show one of these days, or would you rather not?
No, I think she'd like that.
Well, let's put her on tomorrow, on the second hour.
Is that 12 to 1?
Well, yes. Okay. That goes all over the world.
It'll probably be about 12:15.
That's fine. You'll be on there.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chip. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ted. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. Tune in tomorrow for Chip Tatum.
You've been listening to the Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report with former FBI Chief Ted L. Gunderson.
Our address is the Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report, P.O. Box 18000-259, Las Vegas, Nevada, zip 89114.
The Vagin Free Play Radio. It boggles the mind. Simply turn the handle 60 times, and you'll enjoy 30 minutes of AM, FM, or shortwave radio. Batteries not needed. The Vagin Free Play Radio. Durable, portable, and yours for only $99.99 plus shipping. It has led to the extinction of the pink drum-beating bunny in many parts of the radio world. Call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245 to order yours now. The Vagin Free Play Radio.
Thinking about doing some backpacking, fishing, or traveling? Better stock up on some mainstay high-energy food bars. We have been told by experienced packers that our food bars taste great and give them the energy that they need. Mainstay food bars are approved by the U.S. Coast Guard and provide you with a full day of vitamins and nutrients. Mainstay is a great snack food for kids and will store for years. A case of 9 bars is only $49.99 plus shipping. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Talk radio.
It's what's for dinner and breakfast and lunch.
24 hours a day. KHNC 1360 Johnstown and KTMG 1370 Deer Trail.
Go for it, Ted.
Okay. Hello, folks. This is Ted Gunderson. Welcome to the Ted Gunderson Intelligence Report. Yes, you folks across the nation, around the world, thank you for tuning in today. We had a guest scheduled, and the guest is not available for some reason. This particular person, man and wife, were losing their house. Through, of course, the administration, local administration there in Massachusetts, so we'll have to reschedule them for some other day. But as I mentioned yesterday, and I'm going to say this every hour on the hour that I'm on the air, between now and June the 9th, Bill Clinton, our president, is using the Federal Registry Law through the Council on Environmental Quality, and the one person in charge of the Council on Environmental Quality is the Vice President of the United States. He's the top man. And the Council on Environmental Quality is a Clinton bureaucracy. He's using this Federal Registry Law to seize control of land on both sides of 19 rivers in the United States. Now, the owners of the land, of this land, will be told what they can and cannot do with the land, and you know what they're going to do. They're going to kick them off. There's a 10-day deadline with the Federal Registry Law order, and if Congress does nothing to stop it, matter becomes law on June the 9th. So, folks, we have to get out and do something about this. Now, get your pen and paper out. And you have to understand, in order for this to be held in advance until then, that's fine, but we only have a short deadline. Congress has to pass a law to keep this order from being activated. So, here we go. Get your pen and paper out. I want you to contact 5 people. Have them contact 5 people. Tell them about this Federal Registry Law, write this down, Federal Registry Law through the Council on Environmental Quality, the Clinton bureaucracy, and tell them to call their congressmen and their senators. Now, through my sources, I understand that the most effective way to contact your congressmen and senators is not by letter, not by fax, but by Western Union and through a phone call. So get a hold of your congressmen and senators on the phone by calling 800-962-3524 and 800-972-3524. I'll repeat those numbers. 800-962-3524 and 800-972-3524. Call your congressman, call your senator, send him a Western Union telegram. That is the Federal Registry Law through the Council on Environmental Quality. We've got to stop this from being placed into the law, from being activated. The only way to do it is if Congress acts on it. So details concerning this are available through the talk show host website, Mike Reagan. He's a well-known talk show host, Mike Reagan. And since our guest did not show up today, why don't we talk? We have a lot of fans in the Denver area, by the way. I'd like to hear from you folks in Denver as to what's happened in the trial, McVeigh trial. What about the Rocky Mountain News? What about the Denver Post? Are these two newspapers, have they reported it accurately? How do you feel in the Denver area? So I'm encouraging all you folks to listening in on the show, particularly those in Denver, to call in as to your opinion on how you feel about the Oklahoma City bombing trial in Denver, Colorado. And that number is 800-606-5462, I believe, if you want to call in on the show. Is that the right number there at the studio? Folks, hello. Well, try it. 800-606-5462 to call in if you have some comments you'd like to make. Now, I became involved.